You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Playing all the hits. These are the hot stories of the day with Fred Landry and Lopez, presented by United Rentals, the tools and equipment you need for any job. You're in the loop on Houston's sports leader, Sports Radio 610.
All right, so we finally got some traction in the Texans cheerleader lawsuit. They have dropped the lawsuit and now agreed to arbitration. The five former Texan cheerleaders agreed to dismiss their lawsuit and will now go to arbitration, according to David Barron of the Houston Chronicle. A separate lawsuit filed in May against the Texans and the cheerleaders remains pending, but also likely is to be dismissed and sent to arbitration, Houston attorney Bruce Lloyd told the newspaper. Texans pointed to a contract signed by the cheerleaders requiring disputes to be submitted to arbitration under the direction of the NFL. Commissioner Roger Goodell, or by a company employed by the league to handle such disputes. The lawsuits accused the team of failing to pay minimum wage and overtime to cheerleaders and subjecting them to unsafe work conditions.
So it looks like they're going to get their money. They probably worked more hours than they got paid for. So hopefully a happy ending for the Texans cheerleaders and all this. And I'm imagining that future Texans cheerleaders will be signing a little bit more paperwork in the future than their predecessors.
Well, I think I mentioned this with you guys, maybe it was elsewhere, when this first started happening. I think cheerleading in general in the NFL is going to change, if not go away. I really do. I think we're going to see more like true cheerleading teams, you know, male and female. Dude, they do that in Green Bay already.
They ride their bikes to games and stuff too. That's a different place.
But I'm saying because these are dance teams. They always call them cheerleaders, but they're dance teams. And I think a lot of the teams are really sort of, a little nervous about this. And by the way, this is two lawsuits. Yeah. They're going to arbitration. And then there's another part of this. When you consider some of the allegations in these lawsuits, I mean, I always hate when someone loses a job, but how is their cheerleading director still employed?
Well, I mean, I thought some of the stuff. I mean, if I actually read the lawsuit, a lot of the complaints were that the cheerleading coach would body shame them and stuff like that.
Yeah.
I'm sure coaches do that. Like that's just part of it. Like this is a fitness type job. Like Bill O'Brien, if someone comes in 30 pounds overweight, he's going to say, "Hey,
but you know, and I know it's different for men and women."
But cheerleaders know that they're going to have to look. Like they know what they're going to have to look. This isn't like a mystery. Like if your cheerleading coach is telling you to suck it in a little bit or do this, like I'm not talking about like your high school cheerleading coach. I'm talking about an NFL cheerleading coach. Yeah. Like they have freaking like swimsuit calendars and stuff like that. Like of course your coach is going to be telling you to lay off the Snickers.
But
just a different animal with women, man. It always has been.
But that's what I'm saying, I feel like it's, and I don't want to say it's always gone on, but again, to Landry's point, you know as a woman what when you're on this cheerleading squad, okay, you better be in shape and you better be ready. I mean, and that's
I understand
and
that.
Because here's the deal. And body shaming, why do you think you're a cheerleader, okay? I mean, it ain't Jenny Craig dropouts that are the Texans cheerleaders, okay?
I see some of the girls that go out for the team, and I'm like, what? Why'd you do that?
Hey,
like what?
You got a dream.
What was the point of that?
By all means, but I ain't mad at your girlfriend.
I mean, a lot of it is to do with looks. Like those girls work hard on their set, but it's a lot to do with looks. Like that's what cheerleading. I've never seen an unattractive Texans cheerleader.
This is true.
Ever
straggling around there.
All I'm saying is, I think the whole
okay, Brad Pitt.
I think the whole landscape is going to change in the next 5 to 10 years.
Let every cheerleader on that staff eat crackers in his bed. Get
easy,
the hell out of here,
Mark
with that,
Mark Ryan. Easy, Mark Ryan. Okay, all right. Listen, I enjoy their personalities. Okay,
Mark Ryan.
I can't speak to the other part of it, but if they want to go work out together, by all means, we can find a way to do that as well.
Figure it out.
I ain't body shaming nobody. Astros get another walk-off win last night, perhaps the strangest of the season. Going into the ninth inning, they led 4-0, and everybody's favorite face puncher, Ken Giles, allowed 3 straight hits to start the inning, and then he got pulled for Hector Rondon, not before saying F you to the head coach. Rondon then comes in with 2 men on and 0 outs. He allows a game-tying double. The Astros, who were once in the lead, now find themselves down 5-4, heading into the bottom of the 11th. That's when our boy Tony, not related to Sean Kemp, was at the plate with a runner on first and third and no outs.
Up the middle, fielded there by the shortstop, Simeon, the throw home. Reddick is safe at home plate. We're tied up.
Love that call. And then our boy Alex Bregman, who may or may not be the greatest Astro in the history of the franchise, was at the plate. And then that's when, things got real weird.
Tapper near the plate. And everybody's in play. They both advance. The throw's away. The Astros are going to win it. The Astros are going to win. Unbelievable. A ball that went about 5 feet in front of home plate. Alex Bregman has two of those this year.
That one was shorter than the one previous. You got to be kidding me. The defense has been awful for the Oakland A's, but how do you lose a game on that?
That ball somehow stayed fair. How did Alex avoid the tag?
Astros Radio Network with the emphatic call.
TV Network, AT&T Sportsnet.
Close enough. Yeah. George Springer with two RBI singles. His second, I'll tell you what, he's got that all-star game fever going on right now. His second consecutive two-hit game. Alex Bregman got his 18th and 19th home runs of the season. He now has the team lead. Verlander threw six scoreless innings and struck out six, but didn't get the win because of the bullpen's meltdown. The Astros and A's continue their series tonight at Minute Maid with a 7-10 start. Lance McCullers on the mound. He will join Mad Radio tomorrow at 0820 for his weekly visit brought to you by Trailer Wheel and Frame.
Pretty interesting win, I guess I can say, for the Astros.
Bizarre.
Ken Giles hasn't blown a save all year. It's very, very strange. Brad Peacock's given up homers now. The back end of that bullpen needs help. Jeff Luhnow has said it. It's going to happen. That's common sense. I could beat that dead horse. But I just want to say, Alex Bregman, I thought he would break out this year, but you can make a case that Alex Bregman, he's not going to be the MVP of the league, but if he has as good of a second half, especially with the clutch hitting as he has in the first half, he might be top 10 or whatever in MVP voting, because that guy with Carlos Correa out, he stepped it up, and I think there's a strong chance that 3 years from now, we're talking about Alex Bregman being the best infielder on the left side of that infield for the Astros.
Oh, you mean like a team might even walk him to get to Altuve at some point? Go figure.
What a wild idea.
Wonder where you heard that from.
That is a wild,
still hasn't
idea.
Happened.
By the way.
Still hasn't happened.
Interesting that you said that.
Would you walk Bregman MVP. To get to the greatest Astro of all time? That's the real question.
Depending on how hot he is. Bizarre win. Obviously, they have to do something with Giles. I don't know what it is. I would hate to be in A.J. Hinch's shoes right now, because it's a complex issue, because he's good. He's never blown a save, but he blows games or blows leads like he did last night. He is tightly wound. He punched himself.
Yeah.
And then he told the manager to bleep off.
Yeah.
And oh, by the way, not only, and this is interesting to me, not only was Ken Giles not available to the media when they opened the clubhouse doors, neither was Justin Verlander. Justin Verlander bolted.
Mm-hmm.
I'm wondering,
if he was mad for getting pulled?
Yeah, no.
Oh, that they blew his lead.
They blew his lead.
Yeah, I could see that. You figure he's had, what, two or three games that have been blown where he's pitched really well and leads have been blown. So, you know what? I mean, I get it. It is frustrating for him, he has every right to be upset. But, you know, when that situation happens, just, hey, cool him off. And, again, if anything,
Verlander might be pissed.
Well, I'm sure he is.
He left, too. Everybody talked about Giles wasn't there after the game. Neither was Verlander.
Yeah, and this is the other thing. I don't think Ken Giles can step on the mound in the postseason. You already saw him in the postseason. He was in the fetal position, sucking his thumb at the end of the year. You couldn't even use him during the World Series run at one point.
Mm-hmm.
So he should not step on the mound when the playoffs come around. If you need him be an arm right now, that's fine. But that guy should not step on dirt during the playoffs.
Can you make him middle reliever?
That's what I'm saying.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
that's why I think it's tough to be in A.J. Hinch's position right now, because the guy's efficient. He can be good.
But he can't do anything in non-save situations, so I don't see how he could be reliever. I don't know.
Right.
No, it's weird. I would. I mean, you got to sit him down. I mean, that's what I'm saying. Listen, these guys get paid a lot of money. I mean, you tell them, listen, you're not pitching well, or, you know, in the situations where we need you the most, you're not coming through. We're going to drop you back a couple innings, and let's build you back up.
And they have already some. They've used Rondon a lot.
So, you're either going to drop him back as a middle reliever, or you're going to trade him. He's going to be a part of a package to somebody. Because, again, he's not – we know this much. He's not your closer. And you don't want him as – I don't know that you want him as – you trust him as a setup guy right now, and you certainly as hell don't trust him as a closer. This LeSean McCoy story is just getting more. Talk about bizarre. The accuser has hired a lawyer, and the Bills have said they're looking into the situation. Georgia police and the NFL are investigating the home invasion, where they said that she was targeted a couple nights ago when his estranged girlfriend was allegedly beaten and robbed of jewelry. The accuser's friend, of course, posted the pictures of their injured face yesterday, and that's when the internet broke. McCoy, who's been training in Miami this summer, has denied the accusations that he was responsible for the woman's injuries and said he has not had direct contact with her in months. According to attorneys for the victim, Delisha Cordon, she released a statement to multiple media outlets Tuesday evening saying that Cordon was sleeping in the home when a male assailant entered the house early Tuesday and demanded specific items of jewelry that had been given to her by Shady McCoy. There were no signs of forced entry, according to the attorneys. They also show that he, being LeSean McCoy, had been trying to evict Cordon from the house that he owns.
Just really, really bizarre. Really, really sad. Oh, he's never going to play football again. I know this is all allegedly.
No way.
But there are a lot of dots to connect here. And
I think it's one big line.
Yeah.
I don't think it's going to
take
one
big line.
Listen.
And so a hearing has already been scheduled, right?
Yeah, but it got pushed back. It was supposed to happen next week. It got pushed back. And the items that I guess they were trying to get in the hearing were what the burglar allegedly asked for.
Right.
Just a terrible situation. I mean, I don't even know what really to add to that.
On top of being a scumbag, you're an idiotic scumbag.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, did when Shady McCoy hatched this plan
allegedly
and said, "Hey, bruh," he did it. Come on, let's. I mean, yesterday I had Shady's back. All right, because again, baby mama drama. Oh, absolutely, I got no problem with that. But then when you juxtapose it with what's happened today,
sure,
okay,
attorney and the fact that we'd gotten more information about she had returned from Europe.
Are you a believer in coincidence?
Sometimes,
occasionally, yeah,
right?
Occasionally,
but when you find out that a gentleman who's been trying to evict this woman out of your house,
I don't see how you can't.
That's a whole other story. Like, well, how can you not get her out
what
of the
is
house?
That? What
I just
that mean?
I don't get.
There may be some, I don't know.
Whatever.
Yeah.
I tell you what, if you sent one of the constables from here in H-Town, I guarantee you she'd get her ass out then. You ever been a part of something like that? You ever watched how that goes down?
How someone gets evicted?
Oh, but what if they're not married, but what's the term?
Common law?
Common law.
I don't know. Common law side piece? I don't know. That's a good question. 713-572-4610 if you're a common law side piece. And then, you know, the jewelry that you're fighting over that this guy just happens to ask for.
This guy's a dope, man.
Are you
specifically
kidding me? Yeah.
Specific.
Wait, you think he was reading off a list? I'm going to need that.
No, he was looking through his text with McCoy.
Scratching it off. He's got a pin hanging from his chain. Let me see. No.
Look at this. Let me check. Okay. You got that.
Okay.
Just a complete moron. Every time we talk about LeSean McCoy, I'm going to lighten this up a little bit because it's a terrible story. It brings me back to my Mad Radio days when Seth still has some fun with this and Mike has fun with this as well. But one time Seth, I guess he just was really tired because he didn't sleep well the night before, and he was trying to set up a LeSean McCoy story. And you want to talk about low energy? We think of Seth as a high-energy guy. Listen to him setting up this LeSean McCoy injury. This is one of my favorite sound clips from Mad Radio.
LeSean McCoy has been trying to recruit Jeremy Maclin. The other big news in the NFL as of today is that Rex and Rob Ryan were apparently involved in a scuffle at a Nashville establishment.
Wow. What happened
asleep
to Seth?
I don't know, man.
That's not him.
I don't know what was wrong with him that day. I have no idea. Mm-hmm. Just tired.
Everybody
that day
has those kind of days, all right?
I guess.
And for guys that are quote unquote high energy, like Seth and myself, that's the tag we're given. Every now and again, you know, you can't have your A game. And so when you talk like a normal human being, everybody's like, "Oh my God, what is going on?" Last but certainly not least, Carmelo Anthony and his representatives have met with the Rockets and the Miami Heat in recent days with the permission of the Oklahoma City Thunder. I mean, when is this going to end? In advance of Anthony's inevitable departure, league sources tell ESPN's Adrian Wojnarowski, if by some twist of fate, shout out to all my Danzig fans out there, if Carmelo does not end up with the Rockets, where does this rank as the biggest blown moves in the pantheon of Daryl Morey moves?
I mean, it depends on what they do without, with just, you know, CP3 and Harden
Jerome Ennis
leading the way. But I wouldn't expect them to go anything like they did, you know, last year.
No, I mean, at this point.
But it would be one of those. There would be no more, hey, guys, it's just July 10th. Sorry, no. Sean Pendergast. You know, because. Because
oh, it's a different deal.
Yeah, it's a whole different deal. If you don't get those, you lose those two guys. You don't get Carmelo. I mean, there's not a whole lot out there. Michael Beasley, your guy, Michael Beasley,
he's
one
still
of,
out there.
One of the five greatest players in NBA history,
yeah,
according to
no
you.
No question. I got him as eight.
Yeah.
I got him as eight. No, my boy B. Easy is still out there, and listen, he just gets buckets. Okay, he just gets buckets.
It would be below letting Luke Mbamute go.
It would be what?
Oh, sure.
I think letting Mbamute is a bigger mistake than if Melo got away. I think that was...
I wouldn't go that far, but...
No, because you've made it clear to everybody that you're all in.
What do you mean you wouldn't go that far, Lopez? Like, Mbamute is more important to the Rockets being a better basketball team than Carmelo Anthony.
Depending on the situation, defense, switches, all that stuff, yes, but Melo still can score, even if it's just 16 points a game.
This team didn't need scoring.
Yeah, I get your point. I'm not going to co-sign it.
But here's the deal. When you're playing against the Golden State Warriors, you need scoring. I mean, that's one of the things you definitely need. I mean, I get it. Mbamute is a huge loss. But when you announce to the world and you've got your owner going all in and the owner's talking about, we need to go get this guy, and you still don't get him and he still spurns you. And not to mention, that's going to tell you all you need to know about Carmelo Anthony.
Mm-hmm.
If Carmelo Anthony, unless he just gets some fat, stupid deal, but even then that tells me all I need to know about Carmelo Anthony. If Carmelo decides he wants to go to the Heat as opposed to the Rockets, then you know what? I guess you're off.
Don't you already know about him, though? Carmelo Anthony has shown you what he's about. He's not about winning. He's not about playing team basketball. He's won playoff series in his career, and he was miserable last year on a playoff team. The guy's a loser. He's been a loser.
Yeah.
Subjectively speaking, by NBA superstar standards, sure. Carmelo Anthony has been a loser.
Sure he has.
Huh.
Don't hesitate, Fred. That's what he's been.
No, you're right. You're right. I was just thinking of the Beck song when you said that. So, Melo's a loser, baby. So go to Miami. That's Landry Locker. That's John Lopez. I'm Fred Davis. Coming up next, 2 hours in the books. Boys and girls, where has the time gone? Don't forget about Hump Day Haikus, Mike Vrabel, Carmelo Anthony Lopez, Rap Critiques, Baby Mama Drama, and your choice. Maybe you want to do Swingers. Maybe you want to do your car getting totaled. Maybe you want to do the rough and tough traffic of Houston, or you just want to talk about Ken Giles punching himself in the face. Lots to get to. Third hour of the program, don't you go anywhere.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.